A proposed East Side fire station in Saratoga Springs took another step toward reality last night. For years, the Saratoga Springs City Council has been seeking to locate a third fire EMS station to serve the Eastern Plateau and bolster emergency services citywide. The station is envisioned for a piece of state-owned land on Henning Road through an agreement with the city approved in April. Tuesday night, Sean Ferran of firm Huber Brewer walked city councilors through a presentation that included a basic footprint for the facility on the 2.36-acre lot. Ferran presented a concept for a nearly 16,000-square-foot facility with a 90-by-64-foot fire bay. With a preliminary cost estimate of $6.7 million, Ferran said his firm would work to find additional savings.
Yeah, for every 1,000 square feet we can reduce this building by, we can reduce the budget by approximately $400,000. So we're going to continue to look at space analysis and see how we can do things smarter and better. But we do need some design help at this point to better that effort and to narrow in better on that budget.
Ferran said he brought members of the Saratoga Springs Fire Department to tour fire stations in Syracuse. Huber Brewer has worked on 5 stations in the Capital Region. With the coronavirus pandemic putting pressure on the economy, Ferran advised the city to move swiftly as he predicted interest rates would remain at their lowest in the months ahead.
This could be a hundreds of thousands of dollars of benefit to the city over the long run, I believe, if we can issue this RFP and review in the June-July timeframe versus fall or winter when things might change.
Public Safety Commissioner Robin Dalton was supportive of moving swiftly toward a design phase. She said design information would be needed to seek grant funding.
Like, they're going to require some very specific and basic design plans. And if we don't have those, we can't start that process of trying to get grant money from the feds or from the state.
Dalton addressed possible concerns over the cost of the project.
No extra money is being spent right now by the city. This is all part of an RFP that was put out last year that has been answered by Huber Brewer, because I know that I'm sure we will get some people who are thinking that we're continuing to spend money on the project.
On Tuesday night, the city council approved several actions intended to offset the financial impact of the pandemic on city revenues, including employee furloughs and departmental cuts. Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan has estimated the pandemic will have an impact of $15 to $17 million on the 2020 budget. Madigan said she appreciated Ferran's work on reducing the potential cost of the fire station.
I know you could build a fire station for a lot more money than this. I do appreciate the care and detail that you've put in focusing on this budget.
In March, a group of residents sent a letter to the city with concerns about a fire station project, citing zoning, noise, traffic, and potential impact on NYRA's Oklahoma training track. In April, city officials countered, saying community reception has been mostly positive and that the city has been in conversation with NYRA on developing the proposal. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.